what's going on out there. V's at the Dark Radio Land, and you know what time it is when it's Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, correct, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're back to our normal scheduled time on a Thursday. It's time for the quickest hour in sports talk, although most of the time it goes more than an hour, but you don't mind, and we don't care. We talk and we do what we have to do, as long as, depending on the flow of the show. It's time for Access V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. By the way, the number to call for this spectacular radio program is 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And if you have a question or comment, just press 1, and we'll be glad to take your call. I'm, of course, the man himself, the host, your host for the evening, James Acevedo. And without further ado, my lovely co-host is here right now, as you can tell. All that breathing in the background is the one and only the CEO of V's After Dark Radio. No, she's not coming on to me. It's the one and only. It's Vita Toy Lady. What's up? How you doing? Good evening.
I'm all right. How you doing? Good evening.
Yes,
actually,
good evening.
I'm here. I'm going to tell you what it is. I have my dog needs like a breathalyzer or something. He stinks.
Oh, he got that.
And I just gave him a bath.
That.
You know, no, it's not him. And but you know how you can smell their breath.
Yeah.
And
Ew.
It's like I can smell his breath, and it's like, seriously, and he was like looking at me, so I was like trying to breathe through my mouth because I didn't really want to smell him, because he's him.
I don't know. I don't know, Mom. I'm just a dog. I don't know my
Well, now he's playing with his toy next to me, and it's like, oh, I want to play toy. You know, he's special. But speaking of special.
Yes. Go ahead.
My Lions are in first place.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And who they beat again? I forgot. They beat
nobody. They became first place on their bye week because Minnesota lost and the Packers lost. So
that's right.
When you become first place by not playing nobody, you got to be the SH double stuff. Okay, I'm just saying because
like an Oreo, double stuffed Oreo. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know it was just like there was no for me. There was no football this past Sunday. I kind of glanced at some stuff, but I really didn't pay attention to it because the Lions weren't playing, and I was hoping for the losses. I didn't even watch the Minnesota game or the Packers game, but you know, anytime we could get in first place like that, I mean, first of all, let's put something out there. First of all, let me describe what I have on.
Ooh.
I don't know. This is all PG.
By the way, you know this ain't Friday night. You know this ain't Friday night, right? You know it's Thursday night,
understand this. This is, yes, but let me describe what
okay.
I have on because this is all for a G-rated audience.
Okay.
There's no PG involved. Yeah. This is all G. This is all G-rated.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows I'm a Lions fan, and everybody knows that the last game I went to was the 25th anniversary game.
Yes.
And anybody who knows me knows that I buy T-shirts. I don't buy all T-shirts. I probably need to find something else to collect other than T-shirts.
You
I've got to find something else to collect.
You bought that nice hat a couple years ago. That great Lions hat that even I told you was great.
Love that hat. That is still the best one. Oh, I so love that one. But today, because I was out with a girlfriend of mine, and when I go out, I wear a skirt. If anybody don't know me, I wear skirts like all the time. But there's a reason why they're called jean skirts, ladies. A skirt does not mean you have to put on heels. It doesn't mean that you have to go on upon a nice blouse. I look at a jean skirt like most people look at a pair of jeans, you know, pants jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I draw on my T-shirt. So I have on my 25th anniversary T-shirt from the Lions, because remember that's when Barry Sanders and all of them was there. They was honored in 1991 Lions. So that's what I have on. I have on my G-rated T-shirt that covers everything. Barry, I think I took a picture with me in it one day, but it's my Lions T-shirt. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
With them being in first place, it felt even more. And I hope everybody saw my Instagram post.
I saw that. Yes, I did.
I am a real fan.
And tell everybody what you're talking about your Instagram post.
Okay. I forget, it was either Monday or Tuesday. It was a few days ago. I posted on Instagram, and it goes to my Twitter feed, so if anybody want to see, I posted about me being a real Lions fan. And for the next Lions game that I go to, I will be wearing a pair of shoes that are for the Lions. Ooh. And you guys have to see them. For ladies, they're wedges, and they're comfortable. I've already tried them on. They're very comfortable. But they are Lions shoes. I did not have these made, so if anybody wants to think, oh, they are not one of a kind.
They look like
they are not one of a kind.
Oh, so where did you
get
that? Like, do you share that? Or you?
I will share it. No, I will share it.
Okay.
NFLshop.com.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's what's up. That was up. So does it come like that? Or do you tell them, okay, I want this on the shoes?
No, they come like that.
Oh,
if you go into the NFL shop, and for those of y'all who don't know, I know, okay, for one, let me get something out there. And I want to put this disclaimer out there so the people understand.
There you go.
I don't wear knockoffs, even for my sports apparel. So anything that you see me wearing with the Lions on it, I did not get it from the gas station or the bodega or the party store or the convenience store. I just want to put it out there.
Or the 99 cent store.
No, I don't go to the 99 cent store either. I will tell you that I will go to Lid. I will go to Kohl's. I will go to Kmart. Yes, I will go to Kmart. I will go to stores who have permission to sell sports merchandise.
Yes.
Legally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you see me with any sports apparel on that will have a team on it, it has come from a legitimate place that is allowed to sell it. My Tiger stuff is that way, my Red Wing stuff, and for anybody who knows me, the only thing I don't have is Pistons apparel. I'm not a Pistons hater.
I'm shocked.
I have never had.
Never?
And I'm going to tell you why. Never. But I'm going to tell you why I think I don't have – I'm going to tell you why I don't think I have Pistons apparel. Can I tell you why I think I don't have it?
No, I'm just shocked right now. And that's like a shocking thing because you're Mrs. Detroit, you know, and you're a big sports fan. You're a diehard fan of the Pistons and your Lions and your Tigers. And I'm just surprised because you're not like a fair weather sports fan for your team. So for you to say that, I'm like – I'm surprised. I'm stunned.
But I'm going to tell you why I don't have any.
Okay, go ahead. No, I just wanted to say my piece.
And the reason why I don't have any Pistons apparel is because unlike the other three sports teams, it's kind of hard to make a basketball jersey look jazzed up, okay? You know, there's no way to wear that tank top. I'm not getting ready to go put a T-shirt up underneath the tank top. I'm not getting ready to try to make this doggone. I'm too old to be trying to make a jersey into a dress. You know, I want my stuff to look legit.
I know, but
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
I'm not saying, but for me, like, when you see me wear a T-shirt, it's because the team has had the T-shirt made. For the Detroit Tigers, I do have a Tigers jersey. It's currently MIA because I think my daughter took it. It would not surprise me. But a hockey jersey, you know, they don't make basketball jerseys that, like, are all season. Like, I could get away. I could wear my Lions jersey all year long. I can wear my Red Wings jersey all year long. I can wear my Tigers jersey all year long. I kind of really can't wear the Pistons stuff. And I know people say that's kind of me calling crap. And I know somebody called me BS on that. But I'm just saying that as a woman, that is the only sports paraphernalia. That's the only sports that I don't have. And like I said, you know, and I'm not a big T-shirt person because, like, first of all, the Pistons would have to do something.
Okay, go ahead.
That, like,
that's one of my questions.
For the Red Wings, I have Red Wings T-shirts, and the Pistons haven't done anything lately other than have the worst free throw shooter in the league, Andre Drummond.
Yeah. By the way, your team lost to my Knicks. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead.
That would make me go out and purchase something. I mean, the last time we had a really big winning season was when the Bad Boys were playing, and I'm going to keep it real. We've won championships since then, so I'm not saying we haven't won them.
That was a winning season.
I'm not saying we haven't won them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we haven't had them. What I'm saying is that we haven't had any standout, memorable players. I mean, who we get, Metal World Peace at one time, and Iverson, who was part of the doggone brawl. I mean, I want a team that's consistent. And right now, the Pistons are not consistent. And I used to have a jacket. I had a jacket custom made when I was overseas. But, I mean, I'm also about 500 pounds bigger than I was when I was overseas. So the only thing that I would be able to wear that I could wear year round would be like if they had a jacket or a hoodie. But I'm like, and they're not in Detroit. So let me get this clear. I also am like on a little bit of a boycott because they're not in the city of Detroit. And I realized that they got rid of the spare tires. So I'm not feeling that either because they got rid of the spare tires a couple of years ago. So I'm still a fan. I'm not a hater. But I just don't have their stuff. And like I said, I have no problem saying I don't have it, but that is the reason. I mean, I like to kind of wear jerseys. You know, I don't just wear T-shirts. Anybody who knows me knows that I will flex with my Lions jerseys. You know, I'll flex with my hockey jersey. I'll flex with my doggone baseball jersey. Have you ever tried to, like, go out as a woman? Have you ever tried to go out and look cute in a basketball jersey? When you as big as I am, you know, there's nothing cute about that. I'm not getting ready to put on a white T-shirt to put on a basketball jersey. I'm just saying, you know. And that would mean that I would have to go buy a T-shirt. And, I mean, why would I spend the money on a T-shirt when I don't even know who? Oh, again, I'm going to keep throwing this out there. When the only thing I really know about the Pistons right now is that Andre Drummond is still playing and that he's the worst free throw shooter in the league. Yeah. Go Pistons. I hope you win. But
Well, they win last night.
But make me if you want me to have a part of your collection, y'all have to make something appealing. I'm a woman.
So not even
like
a hat, a Pistons hat. You don't like Pistons hat?
No.
No.
I don't have a Tiger's hat, and that old English D I love. I don't have a Tiger. The only hats I have are Lions hats, believe it or not.
So would you say?
I only have Lions hats.
Well, you've always said, to be fair, your number one sport is football. So
yeah.
It makes sense that your Lions are number one. And would you say? Who would be? Yeah, how would you rate your sports? Obviously, Lions are number one.
After yesterday, I'm loving the Tigers more. And I'm going to tell you why. After yesterday, I'm loving the Tigers more because
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
I'm loving the Tigers more.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I know why. I saw this. Go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
First of all, I'm going to say this publicly. Kate Upton, I am so sorry. I take back everything I have said about you. Because you're my girl. You are my girl. And I'm saying this publicly because I still don't want you to be doing your man before the game. Let's get that clear. But girl, you made me respect you and the Tigers more. Because her Twitter rant. See, every man needs a woman like that in his corner. Come on now, you tell me.
Ride or die. Ride or die. Yep.
Wait a minute. What was that? I didn't know that somebody else was doing him other than me. We can't say what she really said. Bleep. And bye, Felicia. Just so y'all know, she's from the Grand Rapids area. That's how you know. Now, that girl got some sister up in her because when you use the hashtag Bye, Felicia. Come on now. And go away with it. You know we don't. You know we don't sign off on too many people using "Bye, Felicia."
Yeah, the black community came down on her real quick.
I didn't. I'm like, go for it. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading this right now as we speak.
But I'm telling you.
Now, Kate let me Austin, ask. You. Go ahead. Before I speak my.
And
piece,
she had a valid point on top of that, but she had a valid point about that. You know. It's aside from me, you know, apologizing to her because, you know, I have not been a fan of hers.
No, you have not. I mean, I didn't mind.
But,
I don't mind. I liked her.
But the reason why I was not a fan of hers had nothing to do with anything other than I thought she was a distraction. Remember, I'm about my sports, and I think distractions should not be there. And that's not just her. It's all spouses.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, you have a good gripe. You did. Because he hasn't been the same. Now this year he was back to his old self. Now I don't know why. Maybe she didn't let him have it before the game, like she used to do.
You know what?
I think
getting engaged might have did it. Because remember, she was just a girlfriend and a distraction. Because think about
maybe
this year, she was not at the game, and
mm-hmm.
she was not in the spotlight this year
rarely.
Like she was in the past.
Yeah, very rarely. Yeah, that wasn't like the other years. That's true. Good point.
You know, but
boy,
I do agree with her.
Boy, that tweet's classic. Oh, my God. I have to like this one. I'm sorry.
I love it.
I took a picture of the stats for both. For anybody that doesn't know, Rick Porcello, who is the starting pitcher of the Boston Red Sox, anybody knows I can't stand the Boston Red Sox. If not my hated team of all the teams I hate. He won, I think it was by a close vote by Justin Verlander. And I look at the statistics, and I'm trying to be fair. And you could make a case that you could have gone either way. You know, I don't think one is more outstanding than the other than the strikeouts. Justin Verlander, I know, had way more strikeouts than Rick Porcello. But as far as the other statistics, which I'm trying to get to, and of course, you know, being a pain in the ass, this phone.
That
I'm
computer
trying to get
is
to
on crack.
That. Yeah, crackety crack. Don't talk back. Yeah, as always.
Pookie got the pipe. I'm getting
right to it. Bear with me. Because I'm trying to, you know. One of those rare times, I'm actually going to tell you some stats. Oh, my God. What is this, a real sports talk radio show? Oh, my God. What the hell? What happened? This ain't V's. That's me, it's V Sports. Let me see. Okay, here we go. All right, you be the judge. Now, I got this from a great source. What's this? I'm trying to remember the name of this site. I forgot the name of the site, but I'll get to it later. But it's a great site I usually go to when it comes down to breaking news, this, that, and the third. Now, Rick Porcello, okay, let's be fair. One thing about us, we don't sugarcoat, you know. We say what we say, and we back it. You know, we don't double talk. We don't do none of that stuff. And if we're wrong, which is rare, we admit it. Okay, Rick Porcello, this past season, 2016, he was 22-4. He pitched 223 innings. His ERA was 3.15. His strikeout to walks ratio was 5.91, which, to be honest with you, I hate those stats. 189 strikeouts. I don't know what FIP is, FIP, what that abbreviation is for, acronym. I have no
idea.
I'm
not sure either.
3.40. See, to me, give me wins and losses, ERA, and you want to throw in the whip? Okay, throw in the whip. I'm not a big whip guy. To me, is innings pitched, how many hits he gave up between those innings, the record, and the ERA. In my opinion, because I'm old school. I'm not into these new analytics like all these other people. I blame fantasy sports for doing that. All these breaking down war and all this other crap that's come out of nowhere the last few years to make people hate baseball more instead of just keep it simple, stupid. As we say in the military, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Okay, like I said, that was Porcello, 22-4. He pitched 223 innings pitched. I'm going to give the most important stats. 189 strikeouts in those 223 innings he pitched, and he had an ERA of 3.15. Not too shabby. But Verlander, although he had less wins, but see, they should have put how many starts he had compared to Posada, so I could really break it down. Verlander was 16-9. He pitched 227 and two-thirds innings, which is about almost three more full innings than Rick Porcello. His ERA is less, 3.04 ERA. He struck out 204 guys, and his ERA, like I say, was 3.04. Now, to be fair, you could easily say Verlander could have won. I'm just saying. To me, it's not a clear. To me, I would lean a little more to Verlander, and I'm not saying that because Posada's a Red Sox, so don't say, oh, that's because you're being biased. But I'm also saying I think by this, I think what they did this year, the writers, because a lot of people don't know, the baseball writers are the ones that make these votes. They do these votes once the season's over. They don't do this during the postseason or after the postseason's over. This is done after the regular season's over. So just before the playoffs start, all their votes are already in. So these votes have been in for over a month. So it has nothing to do with playoffs or anything. Okay? This is just regular season. So I think this year they went more with the record, which is fascinating to me because in the past I've seen Cy Young Award winners that have won with a less winning loss record and a better ERA. And that would pertain to Justin Verlander. So why this year they went by the win-loss record a little more, I don't know. I can't tell you. That's just me. I can see your argument. I can see Kate Upson's argument. Easily won. I don't have the votes in front of me, like how much was first place, second place, you know, all that stuff. But you can make a good argument that, you know, Verlander got a little screwed. I'm just saying. It's a good
argument. First of all, you got to give Kate Upson credit, and she has not pulled out her tweets. They're up there. She's sticking by it.
Exactly.
But
I just saw it.
Now, Verlander's brother did come back. Now, this is the funny part. Now, I'm on her Twitter feed right now.
Yeah.
She's like, now.
You going to follow her now? Are you going to follow
her
now?
Even Kate Upson. Okay, I'm on her Twitter feed right now.
Are you going to follow her?
I didn't say I'm following her.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm going to say I'm going to follow her because, you know, that she's not in the category of people I follow. And I'm going to tell for anybody, don't hate on me, people. The reason why I'm not going to follow her or at this particular time I'm not going to follow her because I don't think it would be a good image for her to have me follow her. And when I say that, and I'm not saying that being part of the adult industry means that I can't follow her. I just think that she is a professional model who the nudity that she does is for different reasons. And even though she has people in the adult industry who follow her, I just don't feel that it's appropriate for me to follow her because I would hate for her to like to respond to one of my tweets and it be, you know, she's a public person and I would hate for her to respond to something I may tweet that may be controversial and it be taken out of context because she might like it or something. And she's allowed to like what she likes. But I respect her enough as a woman to not have an image that may not be what the other people would want to have on her.
By the way, to add fuel to your fire, I just found out by looking at her tweets, Justin Verlander did have more first place votes than Rick Porcello, but yet he lost. Now, how does that here's the question.
And that was tweeted by her. Now, get this. She retweeted what his brother tweeted. Now, Kate Upson retweeted what his brother tweeted, and the tweet reads this, "Are you kidding me? Most first place votes and doesn't win? Hashtag salty younger brother. Explain this."
There's
something
wrong.
And this is why the comments that she has made, she has made. So for anybody who sit here and don't understand it, you could go read it because, like I said, first of all, I will say it again, Kate Upton. I never disrespected you, but girl, you came out and clapped back. I'm like, go, girl.
I can see you doing that if you were dating like actually in the spotlight. I can see you doing that. Like, if you were, like, you know, like, are you kidding me? You know, blah, 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 blah.
First of all, she did it. And I like the fact that she hasn't held back. She posted this 23 hours ago. And you got to give credit for a sister who will sit there and do it.
Yep.
I'm actually retweeting her stuff because, you know what? I got to give it to her. I'm like you.
Yeah.
I got to.
Yeah. I've been following her, but.
But again, the reason why I don't follow
I understand.
And like I said, for anybody who sits there and says, oh, well, that's wrong, I think that you should respect me more for saying the reason why I'm not following her. And it has nothing to do with her. It has to do with I would never want to taint someone else's image. I'm a woman first. And sometimes I do tweet some stuff that's kind of controversial, especially being in the adult industry. And I would never. Yeah. Especially after the Watch 2017. Y'all getting ready to see me come back out. You know, I've been silent for a couple of years.
Ooh. Well, now I have to go.
But.
I'm going. Yo, we got to talk. I got to go.
I'm going to be back on social networking. I mean, the nitty gritty is that I have really pulled away from social networking, and it's just been for different reasons, and it has nothing to do with anything out there. But I'll be back, and names that I've never been controversial, so that's the best way to put it. But I will be back. I'm going back self promoting. That's the best way to put it. I will be back self promoting come 2017. In this day and age, you cannot make money if you don't self-promote. And we all know that.
So here we go.
And anybody who follows me knows that for the past 2 years, I have not been self-promoting. I have not.
That's about a right time frame. I agree with you. It's been that long. Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, so it has nothing to do with anything other than it's time for me to come back self-promoting. You know, there's going to be some changes in 2017. And you guys will see me back out there. But,
again, New Year's resolution, it's early.
This is not a New Year's resolution. This is about the money. this is about the money.
Gotcha. I hear you. Go ahead.
This is about the money, I mean. Well, remember, I haven't had a personal assistant in a couple of years. So I never realized how much I need a personal assistant. And so these 2 years have come up like, dog, I really can't do everything.
I need an assistant again. Are you going to start throwing that out there?
I need an assistant then. I'm going to actually start talking to some people. I've got to it'll be on my Facebook page. I really won't be putting it on Twitter because I'm going to do – it's got to be somebody locally. I did interview last year some people, and I just didn't get what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I thought they weren't worthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to I've got to put it out there a different way. I'm going to talk to Sierra and some other people in the industry and find out how they're doing it. I'm going to actually reach out to – Naomi, Sierra, Misty. I'm going to talk to the people in the industry and find out what they're doing as far as assistance and see if they can give me some ideas. And for anybody who says, oh, well, she's doing that. No, I'm going to those people who I know in one form or another
great
have used
reputation.
Assistance.
And they have great reputation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Not a bad
couple of people to start off with. This has nothing to do with. It has nothing to do with anything other than I'm going to reach out to them and, you know, how should I go about this? You know, do I put out front that this is what I do? You know, do I wait till I do the interview? You know, different things. And I'm going to have to do some serious interviews. And then I got to figure out if I want a man or a woman as my assistant. I mean, it's a lot involved with it. So it's not just getting an assistant. It's... I have to have someone who has a day job but has the flexibility. So I would prefer someone that's older So it's a lot of things. You know, my last assistant was not that much, was close to my age, and it worked out good because they had income coming in. So it was easy. So I have to have an assistant that will look at this as a part-time job, but a part-time job that kind of requires you to jump when I say jump.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know, it's kind of hard to find. You know, there are people out there who do it. But I have to have, you know, I'm like, I got to have a person that can jump when I say jump and be available when I need you, but also understand that you better have some other money coming in because I can't be your meal ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a lot involved. So I'll be putting it out there, like I said. It'll be happening, but we're going to finish up 2016 and see how I go into 2017. I mean, and look, I mean, you never know. That person who might be my future husband might be my assistant, you know, which would be great because that would save me a lot of headache. It would.
And someone you know.
But family members should not always work together. That's not a thing.
No.
But I got this really nice ring today. So part of the promotion is I have a brand new ring.
Oh,
and this ring that I got today is a V. So we're keeping up with the Miss V image. So it's a right-hand ring. But all I can say is I got a nice deal on this ring. And no, I did not go buy it from the dude on Pookie on the corner. Just so y'all know.
Wow. Okay.
But this is part of the new image. I mean, I will be on a daily basis. This is one of those rings that's not going to come off my finger. It's a right-hand ring. So it is on my right ring finger, but it is my initial. So first of all, it's hard to find the letter V out there for anything. If you ever go to a store and you look for the letter V on a keychain or something, they have everything but V. They'll have a W, they'll have a Y, they'll have a Z. You'd be like, where's the V at? Ain't no V's out there.
Yeah, very, very.
I'm serious. If you ever go look for a V in a store, you just don't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I have the V on my hands is, like I said, I'm happy. I just showed my girlfriend when we went to lunch today, and she asked me how much it cost, and I told her how much I ended up paying for it and how much was the regular price, and she looked at me, and she's like, dog, I got a nice price for it. Anybody knows me, I'm a bargain hunter.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
But I'm loving my lions. I'm not feeling the red wings. Kate Upton, girl, you got my shout out, you know. next week, I want everybody to know now.
What?
Next week is a special week for me.
Do tell.
So I'm something I've never done before, and I've been bragging about it. You know I have. I've been bragging on it. I've done something I've never done. I have never, ever been to a Thanksgiving Day game.
Wow.
So remember, I always go, I cheat. I go and get the T-shirt.
Yeah, you say, I was here.
Look, I was there because I got the T-shirt, and I won't tell y'all how I get the T-shirt, but I get the T-shirt before the game. I know I got the hookup. Again, it's all legit, but I got the hookup where I get the T-shirt before the game, so while the game is going on, I'm like, yo, check it out, I got the T-shirt on. And we all know that. Every year I've done it for the game.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're trying to figure out how I'm going to do it because I'm going to beat game.
Yeah.
So, and I got fabulous. Oh my God, I've got fabulous seat. My daughter, I love her. End zone, fifth row. We have same section we're always in. We will not be getting the big blue donut. That's a one-time thing. That thing was big. Do you know? Let me tell you, because we never talked about it. The big blue donut can feed four people. They give you a knife and four forks with it. The thing is filled with an apple. I mean, they cut it in half, and you've got the bottom layer, then you've got, like, apple filling, the apple, like, for apple pie, and then you got the other part on top, and you have to cut it up. It took us a week to eat that thing. It is huge. Oh. It's one of those, you get it one time, you say you got it, and that's a done deal. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be getting another Big Blue Donut. I'm just saying. It was good, but it took too long to eat. I mean, that had to be about 10,000 calories.
Damn.
That thing was huge. Did you see how huge it was?
Yes.
You saw the picture.
The picture probably didn't even do it justice, maybe. Maybe it's probably
that thing was huge.
Yeah, it was
that
humongous.
That thing was huge.
Huge.
But that was a good game because that game that we were at that we got the Big Blue Donut, they did everything in 1990. This is what we didn't talk about. Everything in that game was at 1991 prices. So
a hot dog and
a beer was like $3. So, you know, we was like drinking. We all know I'm not a beer drinker, but I drank beer that day. We was drinking beer and having hot dogs. I mean, good times. So we're trying to figure out how we're going to do. We'll be at next week's game. So Sunday we're praying that they win. I forget who we're playing Sunday. I think we're playing the Titans again. I can't remember. I've been retweeting like all day. I've been tweeting like Periscope stuff because Lions have been on Periscope for the past few days.
Yeah, I noticed you doing that.
I thought the Tigers were on Periscope. Shoot, the Tigers ain't got nothing on the Lions being on Periscope. I think I need to find out if the Red Wings are on Periscope like that because it was like as soon as I finished and they had Caldwell, Billy Bob, or Jim Bob, and then they had another guy. I was like, I can't even keep retweeting all this stuff because I was like, dog. I was like, I got work to do. I can't keep watching dog on Lions. And this is their press conference. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I was like, seriously? So I was actually getting kind of mad because I was like, I'm going to look like all I do is tweet all day, especially about sports. This ain't got nothing to do with my job.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you're facing the Jaguars.
Okay.
Should be.
What's their record?
Well, they suck. The Jaguars.
That means we'll lose. You know what? And that's sad for me to say.
Hold
that
on.
Means we'll lose.
2-7. 2-7. Come on. There's no excuse.
Okay. That means we'll lose. I know y'all say I shouldn't say that, but.
We'll lose. They should win.
First of all, every game we should win, we have lost. We should have won the game against the Bears. We lost. The Vikings gave us that game, thank you very much.
By the way, the Vikings, who started off 5-0.
And we played them on Thanksgiving Day.
Have lost the last four
They've
games.
They've lost the past four games.
So, past month, they haven't won, and they're actually tied with the Lions for first by percentage points. They're both at 556 winning percentage. So, they're both tied for first in the NFC North.
We're claiming our first place. Wow, then we ain't counting them.
but when I look at the standings, I see the Lions on top over the Vikings. So even though it's generally a tie, you know, I'm just saying. And then anyway, L comes before V. I'm just saying.
Hey, L becomes M. Wait a minute. D comes before M also.
Yes. Absolutely. My Giants won by the skin of their teeth, but they won on Monday night. I really didn't have no I really thought the Bengals would win, even though the game was here in the New York City area. But hey, they had a good win. They've won now 4 in a row. So this is their actually
Go Giants.
Go Giants. Their longest winning streak in 3 years, which is kind of embarrassing. I mean, not having
a
four.
But my whole thing is that, you know what I pray for every year? This is what I've learned to pray for. And people, y'all can call me cynical.
I'm cynical.
What I pray for is that someplace on the East Coast to have a bad snowstorm. Because it doesn't matter where the snowstorm is. They seem to move the game to Detroit. Have you noticed that? Think about when they had the snowstorm at Buffalo. Buffalo ain't nowhere near Detroit.
But yet they went to Detroit to play the game. They went to Ford Field, the Jets and the Bills. Buffalo Bills played the game.
Yep.
And you were at that game.
Yes, I was. And think about it. When the Vikings Dome collapsed, where did they come?
Yep.
Detroit.
And guess And yo, and guess who was one of the teams? It was the Giants. The Giants went to Ford Field to face the Vikings in Ford Field.
And guess who was at that game?
You.
And guess who was at that game?
Wow. The 6 degrees here of Ms. V. It's amazing. Wow. Amazing.
You know what? Well, for free tickets, first of all, when they be doing
free tickets,
and I know people are saying, how is it that, first of all, let's give credit where credit is due. Both of those seasons, we have a snowball's chance in getting nothing. So we wanted to see a decent game.
Yeah, there was no
this
good season.
This year, we might be like, y'all going to be, you know, if it's
every
somebody
shot.
That might can knock us out of first place or something, we might be like, we ain't trying to go watch that game. And if we do, we win all Lions stuff. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's anybody's.
Because, like, the one game I went to, I wore my Eastern stuff.
Mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
they have another game here, I ain't going to lie to you. I will be like, yo, Lions stuff, Lions, you up in Ford Field. You know, the last game I went to, I had on my Eastern Michigan stuff. I will not do that again. If they do it this year, I'm sorry. I'm rocking Lions gear.
Yeah, you should.
You know.
Why not?
But like I said, but remember the last game I went to, I was rocking my Eastern Michigan gear. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have a snowball's chance at anything to get anywhere. This year, we look like we might have a chance to do something. You know, I don't know if we got a chance to start playing crappy, but, you know, right now we're looking pretty good, and I'm not going to jinx it. All I can say is that odds are we'll get beat on Sunday because the team we should beat, we normally lose to.
I stop it. But remember what you said. You remember what you said last week, if I'm not mistaken, last week, and you don't make predictions.
Wild card. I said wild card.
You said
wild card.
Either way, that means making the playoffs, regardless division or wild card. You're basically saying.
But remember, I didn't say division. I said wild card.
No, which means the playoffs. Yeah, I understand the wild card, but it still means the same thing, making the playoffs.
I just want everybody to understand what I said because see, somebody said.
You didn't say division.
Oh, you said this.
No.
I said
wild card.
That we will probably.
Which,
I said we'll get one of the wild card spots.
By the way, if you happen, because right now you're a division leader, okay? But if you happen to be chasing for the wild card, because there's two wild card spots in each conference, one of them, my team has the top wild card spot as of right now at 6-3. I'm just saying right now, as of right now, we still got much more games to be played. I'm not being cocky.
The season's not over yet.
Yeah, I'm not being cocky. I'm just saying facts.
But we're halfway through the season also. So when you're halfway through the season, you can start making the predictions. And this is where they do put out who's eligible at that particular point for the wild card or whatever.
Please, by the way, do us all a favor, whoever the team might be. And thank God my Giants thank God the Giants beat the Cowboys the first week of the season. Otherwise, can you imagine the hoopla with the Cowboys being undefeated, which makes me want to vomit with America's team,
Oh, let's not go there.
We
know
America's
how we feel
team.
About that.
Thank God.
The New England Patriots are America's team.
Well, make more, a little more sense. And I'll say this real quickly. Why? Just real quick, real brief. One, they're named the New England Patriots. Makes sense. Patriots, right? This country is about patriotism, right? Right. And number two, the Patriots for the last, give or take, what, I would say 16, close to 20 years, have been pretty damn good. I'm just saying. If it wasn't for my Giants beating them twice, they would have 6 Super Bowl trophies, which would make me want to vomit. Actually, 5, but that's enough. Yeah, actually, 6. Ugh. Imagine. Ugh. But thank God that didn't happen, but you give credit where credit is due, and I think that qualifies whoever invented that stupid saying, whoever invented that, you know, I think that deserves a little bit more when it comes to that franchise. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, we agree. Me and you agree. We do not like the fact that they're called America's team.
Yeah.
They're not my team. And
damn sure
when you look at the creation, but when you look at how the United States was started,
seriously,
you gonna call America's team? Shouldn't that be Mexico's team? I'm just saying.
Or how about
shouldn't
this?
That be Mexico's
team?
Or
how about this? Or how about this? If you want to say America's team, you know, you hit something around the head. I even thought of this. If not the Patriots, why not the Washington Redskins or Kansas City Chiefs? Remember, Indians were here first. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right?
Keep it real. Keep it real.
I'm right or wrong?
You're
I'm
right.
Just saying. I'm just talking. But no, it got to be Texas. First of all, I have a lot of reasons why I don't like Texas. It goes back a very long time ago, even before I was born. I don't want to really go there.
And you know what? I don't first of all, everybody has their reasons. I don't particularly care for Texas because Texas has never really considered itself part of the United States. Let's just keep it real.
Thank you. For one.
When you look at
– Yep.
Look at – let's not get into that. We'll spend all night talking about that. There's quite a few reasons why they're really not America's team.
Yeah,
you know,
reasons,
at the end of the day, they need to come up with something better.
Just one more fact. Just one more fact, and it's almost, unfortunately, it's coming up to the anniversary. Where did Kennedy get assassinated? I'm just saying. Leave it as that. I'm just saying, and that's the, anyway, but that anniversary is almost coming up, which is, oh my God, that'll be. Let's see, 63. Do the math. 63, 2016. That's a long ass time ago. was over 50 plus years? Right? Like 53 years, something like that? Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Let me change the subject and add something stupid.
Go ahead, please.
To do with. This is totally not sports related. It's just something really stupid.
Oh, I got something stupid.
Can somebody.
You're stupid
Can somebody explain to me. What happened to Thanksgiving? I know a few weeks ago we just had Halloween.
And it was just a few weeks
and
ago.
Last week we had Veterans Day.
Which
and I know
be
next
more
week
respected.
And I know next week I know next week is supposed to be Thanksgiving.
Which is a week from tonight.
Someone in the midst of all of this, somebody just threw Christmas in there. So I just want to know, like I said, excuse me if I'm, you know, I may have my blonde wig on, but can somebody tell me what happened to Thanksgiving? I just want to know what happened to it because I don't know where you're at, but people who have told me that they have their house already decorated with the Christmas tree up.
I've seen it. I've seen it around my neighborhood.
I have driven by
vomit.
Some
yeah,
houses. And I want to know, what happened to Thanksgiving?
Listen.
Like I said, I'm really curious, and I know that this has nothing to do with sports, but maybe it's because I associate football with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and which goes hand in hand. Let's be honest, it does. It's America's pastime when it comes to this time of year. Absolutely.
So if you get rid of Thanksgiving, then you get rid of football. And I don't comprehend. So I really need someone to explain to the ditzy woman what happened to Thanksgiving.
Well, you're not ditzy. It's just for the past, I would say the last maybe into this new millennium, it's all of a sudden, it's the forgotten holiday. Think about it. When we were growing up, we would have, this is Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown cartoons. You know, we would have, like, people actually decorated for Thanksgiving, put Thanksgiving decorations in the windows. I mean, as far maybe I'm speaking for myself, but we've done that, you know what I'm saying? And
no, but
they
used to have all kinds of Thanksgiving stuff, how to do the table, where to get the doggone paper, turkey, you know.
Commercials about Thanksgiving, tons of commercials. Now I only see one, and it's about stovetop stuffing is the only commercial I've seen that was related to Thanksgiving and nothing else. Not even Thanksgiving. There's not even Thanksgiving sales. It's just straight to Black Friday. Oh, Black Friday.
I know.
Black Friday.
Like I said,
Christmas.
I was just curious. I wanted to know what happened. Like I said, I know it's a stupid question.
It's not a stupid question. I disagree with you. It's not a stupid question. I don't feel it's a stupid question.
But I wanted to know what happened to Thanksgiving.
I think to me, Now, don't get me wrong. I love Christmas. But to me, I think Thanksgiving is a little more, it's a little more family to me when it comes to Thanksgiving, because everyone comes over, you all eat, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, it's different. You know, where Christmas is like, okay, you get gifts. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's nothing bad with that. I'm just saying, I think Thanksgiving, no matter what, it spans generations. It doesn't matter if you're a kid or adult, it's cool. When you're adult and it's Christmas time, it's not like when you're a kid, oh my God, Christmas. When you're adult, Christmas,
okay, let me tell you how I feel about Christmas this year.
It's just so commercialized, not even funny.
They commercialize
Christmas too much, and that's why Christmas is now not Christmas like it used to be. And yes, I said Christmas.
But I'm gonna tell you how I feel about Christmas. And everybody knows I'm old enough to be a grandparent.
Yes,
I'm not a grandparent, but I'm old enough to be one. And I think for me, because I'm gonna be really honest, I will actually be working the day after Thanksgiving this year. This will be the first time in about 15 years that I've actually worked the day after Thanksgiving.
Wow. Usually you and your aunt be all going out and for those sales.
I will be working the day after Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's a new
And life. One of the reasons is because there are no children to buy for. On top of there being no children to buy for, y'all are going to talk about me, but I started Christmas shopping in July.
Well, that's smart.
And
that's a smart way to do it, little by little.
Nothing that present-wise that I really need to get anybody. There's nothing that requires that I take a day off of work to go shopping. First of all, I think if I see another TV in my house, I might get called a hoarder for TVs. Because every single room in my house, I'm actually considered, because remember, I'm having a TV. But I'm having a TV put outside. Remember, I am having a TV put outside, but actually going to have it out there for the summer. I have the electrical outlet now for my patio.
Nice. That's cool.
There's no need for me to go buy a TV because I ain't going to be out there in the wintertime watching TV. And the things that I need now are no longer quote-unquote holiday-related. I mean, I have purchased gift cards.
Which is the best way to go.
Daughter requested what she wanted, and that can't go under the tree because she wants a dog.
Nice.
There won't be a dog under my tree. But
wrapped up.
And on top of that, I mean, the other gift that she, because of her age, the other gift that she asked for, she told me where to get it. It's Toys R Us. Now, my mother has not put out she hasn't put out what she wants for Christmas. And for anybody who knows, I love my mom, and I give my mother what she wants. She has not dropped the Santa hint. If she don't drop me the Santa hint, let me tell you. She might get a new pair of walking shoes since we're going to burn up them New Balances. I'm just putting it out there. We ain't feeling New Balance right now. Y'all have to go look it up online what New Balance is. We ain't feeling New Balance.
Sneakers? Is that the sneakers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look at what the company did. New Balance is actually putting themselves out there to be kind of a racist company. So people are literally getting rid of their New Balances. Since this election has brought out like the evil in a lot of people. They're excellent walking. But they're excellent walking shoes.
Never bought
but
them in my life.
But believe it or not, they are excellent walking shoe. I'm not going to lie to you. They are excellent walking shoe. They're not really, I'm not big on them for running. I wear Sacconis and Brooks.
Yeah.
Believe me. But see, now I got to go find my mom a new pair of walking shoes. So she may end up with a new pair of walking shoes. I ain't going to lie to you.
How about Asics?
No, they're not really. Racist? You know what, those? They're not really a walking or a running shoe either. I mean, remember, I'm a runner,
I never
so
liked
I couldn't know the different.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
The different
but,
shoes. Like, I,
yeah.
But believe it or not, like, I have Nikes, and my doctor told me to get rid of my Nikes.
Really?
So, I really, yeah, he said the Nike really is not made for, which he didn't look at the toe box on my Nikes, but he told me my part of my problem was the toe box on my Nikes. And
okay.
He told me to get rid of my Nikes. I was like, listen, I paid too much money for these Nikes just to be getting rid of them right now.
Yeah.
You know, I,
these ain't the
$30 Nikes from the doggone,
yeah.
You know, from
exactly.
This store here.
Exactly.
These are the $130 Nikes that I had to get
yeah.
fitted for, you know.
Yeah,
but he
exactly.
told me why, you know, especially since I left Saucony and went to Nike only because they didn't have the Sauconys that I wanted. So he definitely told me I better go back to Saucony. And
mm-hmm.
what we're talking about is me being a runner. So for anybody who's like, what is she talking about? I'm talking about a real running shoe. And actually, top two running shoes are Brooks and Saucony. For real
okay.
runners and cross country,
mm-hmm.
you want a Saucony or a Brooks. And the reason being is those are made for the impact. And when I go back running on a regular, I will actually be buying two pairs of shoes because runners don't only have one pair of shoes because you have to, if
no.
you run more than 5 miles, no, actually, if you run more than 5 miles in a day,
mm-hmm.
you have to give your shoes a break. So they say you're supposed to have two pairs of shoes. So if you run like every day, the shoes
yeah.
that you wear on Monday, you don't wear on Tuesday. You wear the shoe, you have your Monday, Wednesday, Friday shoes, and you have your Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday shoes. I kid you not. Because
gotcha.
It takes 24 hours for the insole, the cushion, to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell you to give
gotcha.
Your shoes a 24-hour break. And this is what I learned when I was training for my marathons and everything. And I could actually tell the difference when I did not switch out my shoes because I had horrible problems in one of my marathons because I had not switched out my shoes. They said, if you're not going to switch out your shoes, then you have to take a break.
Okay.
So what happened was I ran one of my marathons, and I did not take the break the day before like I should have. And, oh, my goodness, I felt it.
Mm.
Your shoes will tell you.
Mm.
So
wow.
now, because I only have one pair of shoes, I'm not doing any heavy-duty running, but when I go back running, if I'm going to do the running that I used to do, I will
yeah.
either have two pairs like I've had in the past, or I will
yeah.
have to just do every other day.
Now, when would that happen? Because it's been like a couple of years since you really ran, right? It's been at least over more than a year, right?
It's been about 3 years since I really, really ran.
3 years. Yeah, since after the accident, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't decided. I mean, I'm trying my best. My goal is to do a full marathon when I turn 50. So I will probably start training next year to see if I'm going to even be able to do the 26 miles. I've been having some back problems that I'm going to have go checked out in a few weeks.
Okay.
My back has been—I've been in pain for about 3 months now, and I really haven't addressed
right.
it. So I'm going to actually find out there's a problem, and if the doctor says that I just need to go through therapy, then I'll try to get through the therapy so that I can.
Mm.
get through with that, because I found out,
yeah.
like, if I try to, the pain where it's at, I'm thinking it might be a disc or something, so I'm going to have them check it out just to find out, because I'm not in excruciating pain, I'm in just enough pain where it's uncomfortable.
Okay.
But I don't need painkillers or anything, so it's just, you know, I want to get back to it because I was at my smallest. I mean, now I look in the mirror and I'm like, okay, Shamu is just saying, come on, baby. We got a seat for you at the dinner table. Welcome to the family. you know, you got Moby Dick sitting there, and then you got Shamu.
Yeah, yeah. I like most
like,
people. We recognize Thanksgiving.
Like, come on and sit down. You know, you want that meal.
Yeah.
Don't hold back. Enjoy it, baby. That's why we the size we are. Embrace it. They're like, come on and embrace it. Girl, you okay? Embrace them curves.
Come on, Thanksgiving anyway. Besides Thanksgiving, come on.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no fish on the menu here.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But I did find some things today I was looking for. I still haven't found everything I'm looking for. Every day I find, like, at least every other day I find something I'm looking for. Like, okay, I'm going to go old school on you. You may or may not remember this. I'm going to go old school. But my favorite perfume is Obsession.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
And when I went on my vacation a few weeks ago, we were talking to the woman in one of the department stores. I won't say which one because the woman might get in trouble. And I don't want them. I don't want that department store to tell their employees to tell people something different. But we were talking because I love Obsession, but I don't wear it all the time because Obsession is so strong that a little bit, you can smell a person on the other side of the room, the real perfume. Obsession is that scent that when you put it on, the whole world knows you got Obsession on, okay?
Wow.
You know how they say, a little dab or do you?
Yeah.
A little
dab
or do you?
Yeah.
So I was telling her how I really don't wear my Obsession because, you know, nowadays so many people have the scent. Like, I have a noise aversion. I can't stand loud noises that bother me. It irks the mess out of me. But I know people are sensitive to smells. And she told me, like I said, I won't say what department store I was at, but I was at a very prominent department store. And she told me, she was like, you know what, instead of going to buy the lotion, she said, because you know to tone it down, you could wear the lotion. She said, but with the perfume being so strong, she said, get you a unscented lotion and put the perfume in there, and you'll do better.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the perfume costs so much, and she's like, it's so strong, you don't need to put a lot in the lotion, and it will put that scent in the lotion, and you can save money, because she said the lotion is $45 a bottle. Why pay $45 when you can get any unscented lotion, like Nivea or something that actually works very well? And I'm looking at her, I was like, yeah, you're right. Like I said, I won't tell you what department store I was at, very prominent store, but this was the woman in the perfume department that was telling us this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I came home and I was saying to my husband, I was like, where the heck is my Obsession at? Where is that? Where is that? I finally found my Obsession. So I was happy.
You're like, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And I was like, okay, I got my Obsession. And I opened it up. I was like, yeah, that's my Obsession. And did you know perfume don't go bad?
No, I didn't think so. I didn't think it did. Well, good perfume anyway.
Shoot, Obsession don't go bad.
Yeah.
And believe me, I was like, yes, this is my Obsession. And like I said, it's hard to find. I mean, for a person, and ladies, I want to tell y'all, and gentlemen, see, there's perfume and there's cologne. I do not.
Two different things.
And when I say there's a big difference, you have to understand that perfume does not come in a spray bottle. Let's get that clear. If you can spray it, it's not perfume. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, perfume is that, you know, you open up the bottle like it's a bottle of scotch. You know, like in one of those bars and shit, those, you know, like those that nice extravagant type of bars that rich people got, you know, got the see-through crystal-looking thing. And, you know, they opened up the bottle of scotch, you know, it's already something like that when it comes to perfume. But a little smaller.
And let me tell you, this perfume, when I tell you that I forget how much I paid for it, and I know there's even more now. But this is Calvin Klein Obsession.
Yep.
And okay. I just opened it up and it just sent up the whole room.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's amazing.
And like I said, I've had this perfume a good 15 years.
Damn.
But I've used, you can tell, it's like halfway empty.
I was going to say, okay, yeah, remember, it's halfway, it's half full. Okay.
Yeah, it's half full. But when I tell you, this is
years.
Like, wow. I can't even tell you. And you know how you know how that you really got perfume? Because most perfume don't have the ounces on the bottle.
No,
I can't even tell you.
It's true.
I can't tell you how many ounces it is.
That's true. Perfume don't put ounces for some reason on the bottle.
It's only on the box, and I don't have the box.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking
down.
Yeah,
only on the box.
And I just put to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to figure out how many ounces this was, and I can't tell you.
When I was younger, I used to be into cologne. I used to be into, when I was a younger man, in my early 20s, I would say my early 20s to my mid-20s, maybe around there, I used to get, like, Liz Claiborne, Polo, I forgot what else. Like, I was very specific. Like, I didn't go, it was only few, very few colognes I used. I didn't, like, use any cologne. My favorite was Liz Claiborne.
Well,
like
I'm
going to
tell you, there are two perfumes that I wear. And
mm-hmm.
the two that I wear are classics, and people laugh at me because
mm-hmm.
these are the two perfumes that never, ever go out. And people don't realize once you get these Uriform, Obsession is one, and Opium
mm-hmm.
is the other.
Opium.
Those
are
the two. And both of them I have a hard time wearing. And I have a hard time wearing because they are so strong.
I think I smell it through the phone. I think I just smell.
So I tell everybody, you know.
Damn. Now that's strong.
I love Obsession. And I tell everybody, you know, I'm very fun. You know how I've never understood how women say, now I have body sprays. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Bath and Body Works,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of body sprays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to my perfume, because see, Obsession and Opium, I think, are both perfumes that are made for attracting that person that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't, I mean, that's all about sensual stuff, but we can talk about that tomorrow night. But tonight is Thursday Night Football. I'm having a problem with the throwback. Okay.
Who's playing today?
Okay,
anyway,
first of all,
who's playing today?
The Saints and somebody else are playing.
Yeah, that's how.
The Saints are playing somebody. You hear me?
Right,
you heard me say the Saints and somebody else?
There's some other team. I don't know what the hell. Let me see real quick. Let me go over here. I'm telling you, and we don't want to sound like broken records, ladies and gentlemen, but I think Thursday Night Football is killing the league. I really do. If it's not Thanksgiving.
Okay, I got one better for you. Now, you know that now they're playing in Mexico.
And London.
No, but you know they issued a warning. I'm going to read this. I have to read. I'm pulling it up now, so. While you're talking about something tonight, I'm going to talk about the Mexico game because there was a statement issued to the players.
Oh, here we go.
And
by the way, real quick.
Okay,
Saints
here it is.
Panthers.
This is in USA.
Saints and Panthers in Carolina tonight. Okay, go ahead.
I do not want to
Saints
see
and
that.
Panthers. Saints and Panthers. Panthers was 3-6, by the way, defending NFC champions. Oh, well.
Okay.
Anyway,
this is from USA Today. It says, Texans warned to stay in hotel, not order room service in Mexico. And I'm going to read this article. I hate my computer. Oh, it's on crack. Houston, Texas players are being advised by the team not to leave the hotel and not to order room service during their trip to Mexico City for Monday night's game against the Oakland Raiders. The game is part of the NFL's, you know what, these commercials pop up when you, like, pull up these different websites. That's not me, you guys.
I'm
hoping that it's trying to cycle through for whatever reason, and this is on USA Today, and it won't let me stop it. But, dog, I scroll back up to try to stop it, and now they ain't gonna give me what I want. Okay, here we go. Are you kidding me? This is a Jell-O commercial. It's a Jell-O commercial.
It's a what commercial?
Jell-O commercial.
Oh, Jell-O. Where's Bill Cosby?
There's some little kid on there. Okay.
What the hell is this? I was finally
able to mute it.
But thank God. Oh, that was annoying.
The game is part of the NFL's international series and the first NFL game in Mexico City since 2005. The Associated Press obtained a memo distributed to the team on Wednesday that included a page of information concerning the trip to Mexico, including those two rules. A section of the memo under the heading Safety had a bullet point with do not leave the hotel. It was followed by a line advising players to leave all expensive jewelry at home, not to bring large sums of money, and not to use ATMs. A second section titled Health and Performance has basic tips like drinking only bottled water and avoiding the consumption of ice. It also warned eat all meals in the meal room, do not order room service, and do not eat outside of the team meal room. The precautions the Texans have provided players are not uncommon for any foreigners traveling to Mexico. Executives visiting the city for business are often given the same warnings from their companies to avoid leaving their hotels without security. The rule about room service could be related to a memo the NFL sent to its players earlier this year warning that some meat produced in China and Mexico may be contaminated with, oh, Lord, I can't even pronounce that, but it's a banned steroid. Clenbuterol is Clenbuterol. Clenbuterol. Okay. The memo sent by the league office said that consuming large quantities of meat while visiting those countries may result in a positive test for that drug. The memo told players to please take caution if you decide to consume meat and understand that you do so at your own risk. This drug, they say, has been banned in Mexico as a growth enhancer for cattle, but is suspected to still be in use there. The Raiders did not receive such a memo, but several players say they would not eat room service while in Mexico. I always bring my own food anyway, Oakland defense tackle Dan Williams said. I'm on a strict diet, so I have to watch what I eat. No room service for me. I can't afford to sneak and cheat. So basically, don't eat the food, but you better not mess with the prostitutes either.
Don't sneak and cheat there too for that.
I'm just saying, you know, but
Oh, sneak and trick.
My question is, I know that we might get cut off, but we're not going to get. We still got a little bit before we get cut off. My question to this is, if the NFL is this concerned, and this is being put in writing, why would the NFL, seriously, I don't want to hear this, I'm trying to get out of this. Why would the NFL even go to a country that is not friendly? And that's the best way to put it. First of all, you and I are U.S. citizens, and we ain't rich, but we know good and well. If we're going to go to Mexico, we're not getting ready to sit here and cross the border at El Paso, Texas. We know that we're going to, we're going to Cancun, and we're going to stay on the resort. And then we got to make sure we're on the right resort, because if we're on the wrong resort, we could still be in trouble. So if I, as a regular person, ain't trying to go to Mexico, why would the NFL send a team down there? If y'all want sports that bad, first of all, the cartel down there is the worst in the world. Come on now.
By far. Mm-hmm. They don't play.
My whole thing is why. Somebody just explain to me why. And I know that everybody deserves to have, you know what? I'd rather go to England than go to Mexico. At least in England, I know that, you know, they speak English. They're not trying to kill nobody, and you can eat the food, okay?
Yeah.
I still say stay away from the prostitutes, but you stay away from the prostitutes anywhere you go.
Stay away from the birds.
You know,
As they say in
I mean, all you have to do is ask what a hood is. First of all, if you ask anybody what a hood is, I mean, they'll tell you. But why would you sit here and send your pro athletes to a place that actually wants to kidnap them? Who says that? My question is, what type of security are you providing at the hotel? Because, see, do you have a hotel locked down? Do you have armed guards there? It's the floor locked down, but they can't get off of it and can't nobody get up there. I'm just asking. I mean, these are the questions I'm seriously asking. Because what type of is the bus bulletproof? What type of security are you providing for these players? What type of security is at the hotels that they're staying at? And what type of security are you having? And first of all, is anybody going to swipe the, you know, sweep the plane to make sure that ain't nobody got on there to try to get anything? Because I know that they're going down there in private jets. That's the one thing clear. We know that they're going in private jets. And we know they're coming back in private jets.
Exactly.
But aside from everything else, let's keep it real. Most Americans don't go to Mexico unless they're on a cruise ship, okay? I'm telling you that I'm going on a cruise next year, and we're supposed to be stopping in Honduras, and I think Cancun.
Ooh.
And I'm not anxious to go to Cancun. I'm telling you, I ain't looking forward to going to Cancun. The only reason I go to Cancun, put like this, the benefits of this cruise that I'm going on is that I'm taking a suitcase just for liquor. I ain't going to lie to you. I realize that I don't know how to pack, but I'm learning how to pack. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pack one suitcase. First of all, I plan on being bikini ready. So I plan on packing all bikinis. I plan on having two suitcases. I'm taking two suitcases. I'm keeping it real. I'm taking two suitcases with me. One is going to be almost empty because I plan on bringing back all that different alcohol that I normally would not have. I'm just keeping it real. But aside from that, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. You know, I know that people don't think about it too often, but I'm just putting it out there that, you know, this is how I'm handling this. But I want to know what Pete Brain decided that Mexico was a good place to have a game. Why not have it in Cuba? Come on now. I mean, if we want to go to dangerous situations, why not go to Colombia?
Let's make it more interesting. Let's get more dangerous. Yeah, let's go to Colombia. Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm the same.
If we're really gonna put it out there, yeah, let's go to Iraq. Let's go.
Why not? Going anywhere else?
I'm just
all for the money. All for the greed.
If you're gonna put, people's lives in danger, let's really go for it. Let's go to Colombia.
Let's make it even more interesting. Yeah. How about out of space?
Let's go to Ecuador.
How about the moon?
You know, any place in Central America is not always the safest. I know that, you know, they don't teach civics in high school no more, but for those of us who took it, I mean, let's just pick a part of the world where let's send them to Zimbabwe. Come on.
Yeah, why not?
Let's send them to the Congo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
Congo, Congo. potato.
I corrected myself.
Tomato.
Let's get real brave. Let's send them to Antarctica. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be some game. Ooh, that'd be interesting.
I want to know what Pete Brain thought this was a good idea.
Would the initials RG will surprise you if it happens to be him? I would be surprised.
Let me read you this. Here we go. This is out of The Guardian. Don't ask me the type of paper The Guardian is.
I've heard of it.
I know they're supposed to be pretty prominent, but let me read you the headline. An upper-class picnic, the Mexican elite's curious love affair with NFL. There will be a few working-class fans inside Mexico City's Monstros, whatever that thing is, when the Raiders face the Texans on Monday. Mexicans on a minimum wage salary will have to work for over 9 days. You ready for this? Mexicans on a minimum wage salary. I'm going to repeat this. I'm going to repeat this three times. So bear with me, because I'm reading this. I'm getting a little bit pissed. So I'm going to read this three times. Mexicans on a minimum wage salary will have to work for over 9 days to afford the cheapest tickets, while the most expensively priced seats equate to 98 days of labor. Mexicans on a minimum wage salary will have to work for over 9 days to afford the cheapest tickets, while the most expensively priced tickets equate to 98 days of labor. Let's say this again.
Wow.
Mexicans on a minimum wage salary will have to work for over 9 days to afford the cheapest tickets, while the most expensively priced seats equate to 98 days of labor.
Wow.
I'm going to read the rest of this article because I want everybody to think about that.
That really stands out.
You know, Mexico, they renovated to this is a horribly written article, so I'm going to read it just as horrible as it's written. Because renovated to meet the NFL's needs, Mexico's most famous stadium has had its capacity permanently reduced from 104,000 to 87,000 to make way for more lucrative VIP suites, new locker rooms, and a larger press box. Tickets sold out minutes after going on sale, illustrating the level of excitement the NFL inspires in Mexico, but also the purchasing power of those drawn to the sport. While soccer remains Mexico's most popular sport and the game of working people, American football has made serious inroads in recent years, particularly among the urban, dwelling, upper and middle class. It has strong college roots in Mexico, and this plus the cost of attending games has given it an air of exclusivity that appeals to those who aspire to a first world gringo style. While many Mexican soccer fans make do with buying counterfeit jerseys from street markets and watching games in local bars or cantinas, American football is geared towards those who buy merchandise in Walmart and watch games in American restaurant chains like Chili's, the NFL's official partner in Mexico. The Mexican market's potential has gone unnoticed by the NFL, and Monday's game, the first regular season fixture held here in 11 years, is one of the three tentatively planned over the next three seasons. It has been a long road since Mexico's first college football competitions were organized almost 100 years ago. College football peaked in popularity in the mid-20th century, but began to decline amid a wave of anti-student repression in the late 1960s. The next two decades saw American football take a backseat as Mexico deepened its love for soccer and hosted two World Cups. Mexico only launched its first professional football league this year, but NFL viewership has exploded over here the last 20 years, with basic cable and satellite TV networks now offering fans a choice of 9 live games each week. Mexico is home to 23.3 million NFL fans, more than any other country outside the United States, according to a 2015 market study by Global Web Index. The majority are concentrated in Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara, but support is also growing in smaller cities in central and northern Mexico. Watching Thursday night football at an upmarket sports bar in Guadalajara last week, Manuel, oh my God. So, I ain't going to read this because this is a long article. But basically, all I can say is one thing. 9 days. 9 days. If I had to work 9 days to afford anything,
the cheapest thing,
other than a Louis Vuitton bag, I ain't getting it. Now, I know y'all just said that I just compared 9 days. Yes, because, you know, I don't know I'll drop $1,500 on the Louis Vuitton bag. I have no problem saying that. But to go to a game, and we won't say what 9 days of work is for me. So for those of y'all who are trying to calculate, saying 9 days,
yeah,
don't try to calculate what my pay is. Don't even try to remotely get to it. I could pay for a Louis Vuitton bag in 1 week and still have change stuffed up, right? Just if y'all really trying to figure it out, I can work 1 week and get a Louis Vuitton bag and still have change. I mean, I couldn't pay no other doggone bills, but.
Mm-hmm. But hey, yeah, some sort of change. It could be a penny or count as change.
I'm just letting y'all know I couldn't pay my light, I couldn't pay my gas, I couldn't pay my water, but I can have my bag.
I think that's a perfect way to end the show.
I'm just, the fact that, again, that even reinforces why I'm saying, why are we having a game there?
Yeah.
Why would you play a sport where the people who actually would enjoy it can't even go see it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
Man, I think it's sad. You know, and when
right.
I think,
yeah.
I don't know what their minimum wage is, but when I think of someone working 9 days, and don't get me wrong, there are Americans who cannot afford to go to an NFL game or a baseball game or anything here, so I'm not saying that we're better by no means. I just think that it's sad that, you know, this stadium is going to be filled with basically the creme de la creme versus your average people. I mean, at least when you go to a baseball game here, can we go to a, I mean, and I'm probably being a smart aleck when I say it, but can't you get a ticket for like $20 or $30 and nosebleed at a baseball game?
Oh, yeah, you can even less than that if there's certain days they have, like $5 ticket, $10 ticket, you know.
Yeah, and then I know that they, for every sport that we have, there are some times when you could get the seats, what we would call them, really cheap. I mean, I take that back. Football, I think the cheapest ticket is like $45, and that is nosebleed. And you get a $45 ticket, you better take some binoculars with you. But still, you know, you think about it, that at least people here can at least try to afford it. I don't think anybody would have to work 9 days. Somebody might have to work a day to pay for a ticket, and I'm not even trying to be facetious when I say that. But I don't think anyone that I'm aware of, and I'm thinking is in all the people that I know, not just the people that I know that are famous, but I don't know anyone who would have to work 9 days to be able to afford a ticket.
Yeah.
Not in
or
this country, and
that.
I think that that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, when you read something like that, that's sad. So we're promoting poverty.
Yeah, right.
We're going to another country promoting poverty. Plain and simple.
Exactly. And look what we
and
have.
And that's more discerning.
Yeah.
You know, when you read an article like that, it hits home. And, yeah, I joke about saying, oh, I would have to work this on the Louis Vuitton purse. But these people can't even think about, I mean, let's go with the simple dollar bag from the grocery store. I mean, from what I'm reading, it looks like they couldn't even go to the grocery store to get one of the reusable bags that we use. What's that, $1.99?
Mm-hmm.
How sad is that?
That's right.
Well, I don't want to harp on that, but I'm going to let you end this show because that just kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, that's the NFL once again, and I've been saying this for over the last 2.5 years, the NFL don't get it when it comes to things that's going on in the real world and certain business moves they made, which I don't get. They're going to be their own They're gonna be their own worst enemy. Rome will fall because of them, because of their greedy asses. I'm telling you, and they're just out of touch when it comes to certain things going on in society. I'm just saying, and I think there's a lot of reasons why ratings have gone down this year because of everything that's been going on. And, you know, enough of the, you know, that's been going on when it comes to domestic violence or players getting in trouble. You know, it's like it's never ending. It's like it's never every week there's something. There's not one week that goes by that some player did this or some player did that. It gets to a point where it's like, well, enough. You know, we're not even talking about Thursday night football and, you know, fantasy sports, which I think is too much of that. Too many pre and post game shows talking about it 24/7. NFL Network talking about it too much. I mean, the beauty of the sport is that it's an event. You know, it's once a week. You talk about it too much, it gets like, okay, well, it gets played out. And I love football, don't get me wrong. I do. But, you know, it gets like, okay. I mean, unless your team is really, really good, you're like, oh, I'm not into other teams like I used to be. Because I used to watch, like, other teams face each other. Now, lately, in the last few years, I go, eh. I think a lot of it has to do with the domestic violence stuff and everything else, and it really brings you down. It really makes you feel like, well, you know, these guys don't get it, and the league don't get it, and the owners don't get it. And until then, you know, I don't know. They're gonna be their own downfall. I'm telling you, if they keep this up, they're gonna be their own downfall, where they won't be the top sport in America anymore.
Well, just gave me a downer. I mean. When
I just read that, and
that's
not even including the concussion issue. That's not, I'm not even including that. Where who knows in 20, 25 years the sport still exists because they won't let their kids play football because, oh, I'm scared that my son, you know, even daughter that plays football might get seriously injured. You know, me, I would
but
let my child play
sport.
If that's what they want to do. You know, I would never stop my child if I ever had a child from. You know, as long as it's not hurting anybody, you know, if they're doing something that, you know, it's not illegal or whatever, I don't mind. That's what they want to do. I would never push on my child, oh, you have to do this, you should do that. You know, that's what they want to do.
Well, I'm going to say like this. I guess I'm just a violent individual because
well,
I can realize that I condone all that. And when I say
me
this,
too.
People can sit here and get mad. But remember, I love boxing. And they
that's
talk about boxers being punch drunk. And boxing is actually coming back. You know, it went down because of being punch drunk and different things. But you have to realize that, and I'm talking about people in general.
There is nothing that we
will allow our children to do that cannot potentially injure them. Unless your child plays chess for a living, there is nothing they're going to do. They could go outside. The reason why we have the fattest children in the world it's because children don't climb trees. Children don't run outside. They don't play. You know, we don't stimulate them. I can't speak for anybody else. I'm a straight-up tomboy. The reason why, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to hear it, and LGBT, do not call me. This is my own opinion. But I feel the reason why we have more gays, lesbians, transgenders, and all this coming out now is because we have not allowed our children to be children. Because I'm a straight-up tomboy, and no one has ever called me gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you know, they act like this is new with girls playing football. This is not news. I've been playing tag football since I've been a child.
Mm-hmm.
I've played every sport since I was a child. We are so busy coddling our children in this country that we're not allowing them to be children. The reason why our children are so fat, I mean, you're going to always have big children. Don't get me wrong. But we have more big children in this country than we've ever had because they don't climb trees. They don't play hopscotch. They don't play jump rope.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Do they still have the presidential?
You know,
they're antisocial and everything
face
else.
To face. Yep, yeah, everything's a computer,
like I said, I
or whatever.
Trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you see me, I'm very feminine. But
yes,
I'm not afraid to get dirty. I'm not afraid to get out there with the best of them. And
nope.
I am no more gay than I am straight. But I am an athlete. Right now, I'm a fat athlete, but I am an athlete. And I will tell you, with a chicken bone in my hand right now, but I will tell you.
How is it, by the way? How is that chicken? Was it good? Was it good?
Pretty good. But I will tell you that our children have got to learn how to climb trees, run, tug of war.
Yes,
we're no longer family. You know, but what happened
yeah.
to families because
football, baseball,
you had families
basketball.
Playing sports together up until they were in their 50s and 60s.
Absolutely.
I remember going to family reunions where our family was playing baseball and volleyball
right.
and tug of war
yep.
and
go.
Tackling each other. People are no longer doing this. So when I say they're not,
yeah.
this has nothing to do with race. This has to do
the
with family.
Of America, the wussification. Everybody gets a trophy. No one wins or loses. No scores in soccer in certain games. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's softening our kids. I don't like it. I just don't like it. I never did. It's ridiculous.
So we don't have no sports. That's because y'all are a bunch of losers. My daughter plays soccer, and I'm telling you, in real soccer, you know why? People in soccer are real good athletes because they know what that slide tackle is. You could break a person's ankle. My daughter got
yep.
in trouble for learning how to slide tackle.
Yeah, I remember you
but both
that.
My
yep.
son and daughter played. She quit. No, she literally quit playing because they told her she couldn't slide tackle.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what's the point
so
of
what's
playing?
The fun in that?
So she,
yeah, what's the,
she
yeah.
switched over to rugby. Now, rugby
Oof.
Is a more violent sport. I know she
oh.
switched over to rugby. Yes, black people
that's
play rugby. Before
that's
it,
hockey
before anybody get into me.
And helmets. That's hockey without ice and helmets and sticks.
But before anybody says, what? Yes, rugby, black people play rugby.
Oh, my God, they don't play. If you don't know what rugby is, ladies and gentlemen, just Google it and YouTube. They don't play. They make American football look like a bunch of wusses play. I'm telling you, rugby's that tough. It's real. It's no joke.
That's why my daughter switched. That's why my daughter switched over to rugby, though. And yes, they,
no
for anybody
joke.
Don't know, yes, they do. They do have rugby teams here in Michigan. My daughter plays.
Wow.
So
wow.
before y'all say rugby, that's yes.
That's
English. Black people
that's
play
European.
Rugby.
Yeah.
There's not that many teams in the U.S. But believe
I didn't think so.
She switched over because she can hurt people. You can hurt people at rugby.
Yeah. Yeah, very seriously. Yes. No joke. I'm just saying.
When I told her she couldn't slide tackle, she switched over to rugby.
That was it.
I'm just letting it be known.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm that parent who is the anti-parent because I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
Get your frustrations out. Go out on. See,
exactly.
It used to be kids got their frustrations out by playing sports. My
exactly.
son played football. He could tackle people. My daughter played rugby. She played soccer. So you go and play these sports, not because, and actually, I'm going to go back onto a soccer team because I play soccer also. I got to get back in shape because I realized that I'm a, they be trying to roll me down the field. But I'm going back. You have to realize that you socialize more. You're not isolated. And as adults, we have to be, we lead by example. If you have a child and you're afraid to go play a sport, that's why you look at some families and you be like, dog, they're a fit family. You know why they're a fit family? Because they all get out there and play. And then you look at the person like me with the chicken ball in my hand. The reason why we got chicken balls in our hand because we quit being fit.
Exactly.
But me and my daughter are walking a 5K next week. You did not hear me say run. We're going to walk it.
Big difference.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Oh. Let me see.
Well, remember a few years ago, we did the turkey trot.
That's
and that was the most embarrassing thing in my life. I wasn't trying to be cute. Mm-hmm. And I fell on my butt.
Yeah.
We're praying for no ice. No, we were walking, and I had to actually catch myself because I said something that was inappropriate, and I said, oh, my God, I hope there were no children around because I fell down. And I forget what I said, but what I said was not family-friendly. And then I looked, I said, oh, I'm so sorry if somebody's kids were around, and everybody else just started laughing because it was icy as all get out there, and me and my daughter, literally, we were arm-in-arm walking. That's how, just trying to walk. We weren't trying to look cute. We weren't anything. We were, you know, literally like holding on each other. Nobody could really run. This turkey trot was one of the iciest we've ever had. And we were losing our minds. And when I fell, I made a comment, like I said, I can't remember exactly what I said, but it was not family friendly. And everybody looked around and I said, I'm so sorry. And the people around me, they were more concerned if I was okay. And I told my, yeah, I was okay, but I fell hard. So we don't do family activities. But we better end this because if not, they're going to kick us off, ain't they? James.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. I was starting to end the show, and oh my God, I had it on myself on mute. I'm sorry. By the way, with that being said, by Ms. V, we'd like to thank you all for listening to Aspen V Sports. Tune in next Thursday for another exciting edition of Aspen.
Excuse
me. That's right. Duh. That's right. Thanksgiving next Thursday. So we won't be back until 2 weeks from tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's November something. November 30th, matter of fact, November 30th. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that Thursday in 2 weeks. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex with Miss Vita Toilet, the host, and me riding shotgun as our co-host. And that's about it. So any last words before we bid adieu?
Hey, don't get too fat on the turkey. Don't kill nobody shopping. And
that's
have a great holiday.
That's a good point. Happy Thanksgiving to all our Ask Ms. V Sports listeners. And be safe, and especially if you do that Black Friday shopping. I don't know why you would. I mean, I know why, but is it really worth it? I'm just saying. Online shopping is the way to go. I'm just saying. Anyway, be safe. Whatever you got to do, be safe. And enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. And we'll be back with Ask Ms. V Sports Thursday, November 30th, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be on tomorrow night, Friday, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll talk about sex, sex, and more sex. And also next Friday also, the day after Thanksgiving, as far as I know.
Yeah.
We are doing that. Yeah, so we are doing that.
We might be tipsy. But we'll be on.
Yes, we'll be on. So until then, you all have a great evening, everybody, and we'll catch you tomorrow night, Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It was All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex here on V's After Dark Radio. Peace and ladies and tomatoes, everybody. Bye. Bye, Ms. V.
Bye. Good night.
Bye. 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 Gobble, gobble, everybody. Bye.